All right, it's time for a Thursday edition of Gordo's Corner here from the Muser's Bunker. And it's brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
All right, I thought we'd bring on a very special guest here. You may hear him on our midday show. Matter of fact, I feel certain all P1s have heard him on our midday show. It's Dan McDowell from Super Bad Radio. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Yeah,
hey, morning, guys. Here I am with my coffee, ready to go, fired up. It's the morning. This is great.
This is fake energy.
Barking. Can you hear the dog?
Who told you to bring the dog
in the first place?
Ah, here they are. Two dogs. Hey, what's up?
What kind of dog do you got now?
Little idiot. The same as the one Cornelius who died, passed away.
Toy poodle.
Let's do a moment of silence for Cornelius.
How old? Oh, okay.
You just talked during the moment of silence.
Yeah, it's for a dog.
What do you mean?
How old was Cornelius when he...
It's for a dog with disdain. Would you... do you feel like I would... if I'm driving down the road and I see a hobo in one lane and my dog in the other lane, which one do you think I'm going to go in?
You're going to hit the hobo.
I will hit that hobo with the stick.
And dude.
Handkerchief with all his belongings.
You know, that's really interesting. I bet a lot of people would make that same choice.
I know. And you know what? I have had some very serious and infuriating barroom conversations with this very topic. Because when you really press people, I think they have a hard time saying that they would hit their dog. And some people are just flat out honest and say that they would hit the hobo. And first of all, we shouldn't be using that term hobo.
Dan did.
It's a domicile challenged person. But you would run over your dog before you would run over a hobo, right?
The hobo kind of chooses to go on the road. Oh, it's a free spirit.
Gosh.
Yeah. The dog doesn't know it's the road.
Now, a homeless guy, I might choose differently.
What's the difference in a hobo and a homeless guy? Other than
again,
the spelling.
The homeless guy is perhaps there out of terrible circumstances. He doesn't want to be there. The hobo is a free spirit who's an adventurer. He wants to hop on trains and see the world.
Well, then why are you holding that against him? You should praise his adventurous spirit.
Well, maybe keep him off the highway.
But he willingly went out there knowing the dangers of the world, knowing that there are people who might hit him instead of their dog.
I guess there is a certain sense of logic there. All right, we brought you on to promote your program. Now, what station is this program on, and when can we hear it?
99.5 HD2. All you have to do is call the car dealership. They'll install the HD thing, and it's really easy to do.
Actually, I don't think we're on 99.5 HD2, are we?
No.
There's not a lot of steps involved at all.
No.
But I was wondering if you, or if maybe this giant platform with many listeners, not just the tens that we might have, could help me. I'm working on a project, which is a radio thesis on rock music's love affair with statutory rape.
Interesting.
I see where you're going with this.
As I was saying,
and I don't like it.
Yeah, we don't like it. We don't approve of it.
Well, we did some play-by-play on a music video last week, and it was very poorly received, but someone did send me one, and they're like, hey, you got to check this out, and it was Benny Mardones, Into the Night. Are you familiar with this person?
No.
I don't think so.
What is that?
Boy, if you've heard, let me see here if I could pull it up. Let's see. Pull me up, Jer.
We're on the air now.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yeah. While you're looking for that, can I announce what I was extremely right about?
Sure.
Bradford pear trees smell like semen.
I heard that earlier.
And that's what I had said. Remember when I said you guys asked me, which tree are you talking about that smells like?
They flower.
Yes, and they flower all over your face. It's horrible smelling.
Now,
it's the Bradford pear. That's the one I mentioned, and a lot of P1s backed me up and said, yes, Gordon, you were right on that. But I said it came out of my mouth, and I was wondering if
Gordon,
if And I immediately regretted it because I was like, well, maybe it wasn't the Bradford pear. Maybe I'm besmirching a beautiful, lovely American tree. But no, it is the Bradford pear that's assaulting our nostrils during this most sensitive time of quarantine.
Like, smells like spring to me.
Yeah, it's springing forth all over your stomach.
No.
So it doesn't smell like the sea, like seawater?
No. It smells like men from the sea.
Kind of like...
Also known as...
sailors.
Yes, yes, sailors.
Does it smell so like
that's
sodium?
That's the tree. That's the tree. It smells kind of like, I don't know, kind of like bleach.
I will say that pancake syrup smells like urine.
Hmm. Okay. But is there a tree that smells like pancake syrup? Yeah, George is being gross here.
Oh, I'm being gross.
Okay, yes. Did you find your video that you're using as support for your claim that music is obsessed with statutory rap?
5 seconds, and then I can skip the ad here. Okay. You've heard this song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Benny Mardones is 34 years old when this hit number one in 1980. This is called Into the Night. He's walking down the street. He's going up to a house. He just tossed his cigarette on the ground. And Dad answers the door. So Dad is upset that his daughter is only 16, and the 34-year-old is coming to court her. And Benny is going to sing about this fact. And he's upset that the dad doesn't understand their love. So he's going to go walk around back to the back in her bedroom window. And
go into the back door where she can remain a technical.
Yeah. So there just seems to be a huge list of these type of songs out there. Let me just...
I always liked that song. I guess I never saw the video.
Well, you don't have to. Listen to the first line of the song.
Yeah, I never remember that lyric jumping out like...
You might have to know how old he is, too, to really get the good feel of it.
In his possible defense,
the good feel
is
of
he
it.
Playing? Is he playing a character? He's also playing a 16-year-old in the song. Like, the song is written from the perspective.
Yeah, maybe he's flashing back to high school.
16-year-old.
I don't think so. I think that's part of what makes the love forbidden.
Yeah, I agree with Dan. I think if he was doing that, he would have said, she is also 16.
I think that's the way he sings it now in but concert.
If you're 16, you don't highlight the fact that you're after a 16-year-old.
Right.
Because that would be assumed.
Right.
I saw her standing there. She was just 17.
Right.
How old were the Beatles when they were singing that?
What I mean?
Right. That's that line always disturbed me. You know what I mean?
I was listening to Magic Man. I feel like Magic Man has a little bit of a thing like that. Because my girl's too soon to be my baby yet. My girl should be at home. But however, he's a magic man. What am I going to do? I may be a baby. Let's see. In fact, he says, I cast my spell of love on you, a woman from a child. He is now... turned her into a woman from a child because of his spell that he's cast.
Yeah.
Then he even realizes she might be a little too young. He says, come on home, girl. You don't have to love me yet. Let's get high a while. So that seems like a good compromise.
Yeah.
If you are not actual love.
What about Ringo had a hit with the one in a cover?
16.
She's 16.
She's beautiful, and she's mine.
He sang that when he was like 53.
Yeah, he never covered it until he left the Beatles, right? The Beatles.
Right.
The Beatles.
And who originally did that? Was that Buck Owens or somebody? Oh, that's Act Naturally?
That's Act Naturally, yeah.
And then the roots of this, it seems like in the 50s and 60s it was even bigger. As I listened to... I listen to the 50s channel with my younger daughter. She's really into like the old music, and she has a record player, that kind of stuff.
That's unusual. So she's kind of a throwback. She likes the old technology and life back then.
Yeah, she mixes it somehow with TikTok. She also is a fan of TikTok. And her screen time is devoted to TikTok, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at screen time of kids?
No.
George, I guess your kids are a little too old.
Yeah.
To be paying attention to their screen time. Are your kids in college, George?
What's that? Oh, the two of them are.
Like,
yeah,
Matt's bedroomed on us.
One's still
in. How old is Scotty?
He's a sophomore in college.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What is up with that?
All right, Dan, do you have any other notes on underage sex?
Oh, I was just going to say that the 50s are full of these. Bobby V. Take a look at Bobby V when you get a chance to. Or who is the other guy? Gary Puckett. He was big with Young Girl. But Bobby V has one called Come Back When You Grow Up. And I always thought that seemed a little bit weird.
Wow.
Like it,
kind of like your countdown clock that y'all used to have on bad radio.
Yeah, have you distanced from that
yet? I don't even know
what
you're talking about.
Huh. Who did you have a countdown clock on? There were a few underage girls you did, right?
Not me.
Yeah, I believe the Olsen twins and Bindi Irwin.
Yeah. That was the old days. We got rid of that influence on our show.
Okay.
Oh, that was all Bobby. That was
now that's a 3-7 bit now.
Yeah, that's right.
They do that on. Yeah, Bob got that intellectual property and took it with him.
Countdown clock.
All right. So we're visiting with Dan McDowell, who is one of the co-hosts on the Midday Show here on The Ticket, heard
Thank
noon
you.
To 3. All right, Dan, I have a few questions for you. You got my questionnaire, right, that I sent to you? We do this to all noon to 3 hosts to kind of get to know them better.
So why did you send me? This is like two pages long.
Yes. Yeah, that's part of the requirement for coming on the morning show. You have to
answer
these questions.
Kind of like going to the doctor. You got to fill out a lot of paperwork.
Question number one.
Did you give it to that 21-year-old golfer?
Yeah, he answered them.
Yeah, he did them all.
Everyone does the paperwork.
We took his answers off
the air, though. How'd you let that guy just slide like that?
What do you mean?
Just such a softball interview. You got to let him have it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, George, why didn't you throw him in a chin music there?
I probably should have ripped him.
He's so young, he hasn't done anything to be ripped for yet.
He's too nice a kid.
Like, what have you done? You haven't done anything.
But wasn't he, like, way too arrogant for you, Giorgio?
No, not at all.
No, we got a lot of people that said he sounded like Dylan, the argument of the teen. I thought he had a voice quality like that, but he wasn't arguing with us.
His content wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, your first question. What's the most unusual thing? These are actual questions from listeners. What's the most unusual thing you're doing in quarantine to pass the time?
I would say it's most unusual that I'm not... not indulging in more porn. I thought when this first started, man, this is going to be a big porn fest. And we're gonna have,
that's what we thought.
It's going to smell like a pear tree in here. But for some reason, it has not been that. I don't know if it's because actually the kids are around more and everybody's around more. But
So you can't Bradford pear up your room.
I just had a great vision for, boy, this is going to be awesome. And I don't know. My T level is low. I don't know what's going on, man.
All right. Question number two. This one from Sam in Euless. He says, Dan, do your kids ever bother you while you are broadcasting?
No. They are teenagers, so they are ignoring me at every turn. They do not want to be around me.
They don't want
regardless of broadcasting or not. They just don't want to have anything to do with you. This comes to us from Ellie in Fort Worth. She says, Dan, who are your top three comedic influences of all time?
I feel that they are... I was trying to think of my favorite guys, and like I love Norm Macdonald and stuff. But I don't think he was a comedic influence.
Even though you sound just like him.
I would consider that a great compliment if that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But, yeah. I had to think back on what was I doing like as a kid, so what must have influenced me, and it was certainly listening to Steve Martin albums. I was not allowed to listen to them, but when my parents would be out of the house, I would throw on that record. We had records of Steve Martin. And it's
now your daughter can enjoy them.
It's got to be Chevy Chase and Steve Martin. and maybe my third dad. I was struggling to find a third one. Let's go with my third dad. But he would always be funny and sarcastic.
Hey, by the way, can I give you breaking
second
news?
Dad. Yeah. Second dad. Sorry.
Second. Yeah, is that the breaking news, that it was his second dad, not his third?
Dan, here's another one for your study on rock music's infatuation with, what did you call it?
Statutory
Grape. Kiss had a song, Christine 16.
Yeah.
And the lyrics, I don't usually say things like this to girls your age, but when I saw you coming out of the school that day, I knew, Christine 16, I've got to have you.
Oh.
How about that?
Man, Dan, you are right. I can't wait to read your complete study on this.
When are y'all
doing
this?
It's going to be a radio thesis that I'm working on.
Okay, great.
When are you doing the radio feces?
There's no timetable, really. Man, I'm having some coffee. This is great. We're up in the morning.
Yeah, this is
destroying, destroying on the morning show.
Eric
morning, guys,
says,
huh?
Dan, do you miss Bob or is Jake just hotter? I don't know what he means by that, but...
Both of those things can be true, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You got the hot young wife, but still.
Do you miss Bob or is your new trophy wife?
You like to go back, right? So I will call him late at night and we'll just talk about the stars or something. Give me a little. You know, but then if Jake knew that, he'd be really jealous.
Like, yeah, so don't mention
you
it.
Called your ex-wife just to talk some things out.
Stephanie wants to know, Dan, how many times a day do you go number two? That's from Stephanie.
That's really personal.
What a good question.
Probably about 16 to 18.
Oh, no. Have you ever been checked for IBS or something?
16 to 18. Who would answer it that way?
I'll tell you what.
Other than Dan.
These idiots who have hoarded all that toilet paper are really hurting the McDowell household.
Yeah, it's hurting you with the 16 to 18 type schedule. All right, Dan, you don't like to room with anyone on the road, but if you had to choose one person from the ticket crew to room with, who would it be and why?
I have to room with somebody. Can't be George. He snores too loud. Sorry, George.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
I might choose Norm because he doesn't know anything is going on around him, right? He does not know. He would not know you're there, and he goes to bed at 8 o'clock. And,
right.
And he'll leave at like 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then Mary will be there, too, so that'll be fun.
I have breaking news, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait.
P1 is telling us that Winger had a song called 17.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
And I just looked Winger up the lyrics. I'm only 17, but I'll show you love like you've never seen.
Ooh. Mark, bring the music now.
Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Oh, man. Wow. Stray Cat's another one.
That's a drop.
Is that a poor brag? You're only 17, so I'm going to show you love like you've never seen. Well, you've never really seen any love.
Right. Right.
So
really
the bar
great?
Is so low. Wouldn't it be more impressive if I'm grabbing a 35-year-old and telling her I'm going to show her something she's never seen?
Right.
Grabbing.
Wow.
All right, back to regular programming.
Selecting.
And finally, F. Mary Kill, Jivery Wong, Hitler, and the Columbine guys.
Good.
God, yeah,
comes to
put
us
that
from
on the list.
Dan B. on Novitski Way, whatever that is. I don't know what that means. Go ahead.
From Dan B.
Yeah.
I don't know who Jivery Wong Novitski is, Way. So I'm not Jivery going to be able Wong to answer that. Who is that?
You don't know who Jivery Wong
These
is?
These guys quote him every day.
Already They're impartial now? He's already impartial now? Cop giving him lots of ass?
Dan has no idea what you're saying right now. What about the technique of ultramodern? You really need to read Jivery Wong's letter.
Yeah, you would love it.
He unfortunately was a mass murderer who shot up an immigration center. But the letter that he left behind is worth your time, Dan.
Boy, he doesn't look like a killer. Looks like a regular dude.
Yeah, but read his letter. Not now on the air, but
Murderpedia.
Just don't go to Murderpedia. Just answer the question.
So you're just mad at me that I won't answer the question of
I'm more mad at you than I am at Jarvely Wong.
Jarvely Wong, Hitler, and the Columbine guys. Well, I'm not getting married again, so I'm not going to... I can't throw any of these guys in there. Just because I'm too devoted to my current wife and I love her so much.
Outside of her.
Outside of what?
Outside of her. You have to choose.
I just don't play hypotheticals. I'm kind of like...
Don't do this. All right, that's Dan McDowell.
Hey, Dan, I've got breaking news.
Oh, jeez.
Add this to your study... Jailbait by Ted Nugent.
I don't know what that one's about. Is that one about underage stuff?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it.
And also, Scott says there's another Kiss song called Domino, and in that song there's a line, it's a sticky situation if she ain't old enough to vote.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Man, Dan, you are on to something.
A sticky situation?
Yeah.
Just explore that in your study.
Back to the Bradford Pear thing. It's all callbacks now, Dan. All right, tease your show.
Coming up today.
A sense of urgency at some point? Or
it's coming up today.
All right, that's Dan McDowell, noon to 3, here on The Ticket. Listen to him.
Thanks for joining me.
Dan, thank you for being on. And that's The Corner.
All right,
Gordo, thank you. Dan, thank you.